Welcome to the podcast series from the Institute for Social and Economic Research at the University of Essex.
My name is Renee Luthra, and I'm a research officer at ICER. The paper that I'll be talking about today is called Intergenerational Returns to Migration. I'm going to be looking at the children of immigrants in Germany and how their mathematical performance compares in Germany to similar children who stayed in the parents' country of origin.
Okay, just to start with then, tell us a bit about the background to this research. What's your interest in this particular area?
Well, migration is a really hot topic throughout Europe and especially in Germany, and much of the press is very negative. So I was interested to see sort of the statistical underpinnings of this negative perception of the immigrants. Was it true? And when we think about where the immigrants come from, that many of them come from poorer countries, are they really performing worse than we would expect, given where their parents are coming from?
Who were you looking at particularly, and what countries were they from?
I'm looking at the children of immigrants from Turkey, former Yugoslavia, the former USSR, Poland, and Italy. And these are the five major sending countries or sending areas to Germany.
So what was the data that you used?
I used PISA data, which is internationally standardized test scores across many countries, but only looking at Germany. And I used the PISA data because it's the only one that lets you compare the performance of students in Germany to the performance of students in their home countries.
What were your main findings?
Basically, what happened, I was just looking at mean performance, average performance of the students. And what really surprised me was that just looking at the average, say, Turkish student in Turkey and the average Turkish student living in Germany, they already had similar or even better scores in Germany than the ones in Turkey. And when you think about the migration process and all of the challenges that immigrant students have to overcome, that really surprised me. I was not expecting to find that. So that led me then to explore the data more completely, comparing students in Germany to students in the parents' home countries who have parents with the same characteristics, so really comparing like to like. And I found that when you do this, the advantage, actually, that the children of immigrants in Germany are performing even better, not across the board, but in different ways, but often they are performing better in Germany than they would have if they had the same parental characteristics, but they were living in their parents' home countries.
And were there any groups that did particularly well, or was it the same across the board?
You have to know a little bit about Germany's migration history to understand, but lots of immigrants who are from the former USSR or from Poland are ethnic Germans. These are people of German descent that were living in Eastern Europe. And after the fall of the Soviet Union, they were able to move to Germany. And as ethnic Germans, they have special rights in Germany. And oftentimes they speak German at home, and they tend to look typically German to sort of fit in better. And I think because of this, they have the greatest advantage in Germany. Now, Turks and Italians have less of an advantage. Partially that can be explained by the fact that Italians are coming from a rich country already, so there really isn't so much to gain from moving to Germany. And when we think about the Turks who are in school at the age of 15, which is when I observed them in the data, are already a select group. Only half of Turkish students in Turkey continue schooling up to the age of 15. So I'm not really comparing like to like. I'm comparing a special group of people who continued in school to everyone basically in Germany, because compulsory education is later. And I think because of that, I'm observing less of an advantage than I otherwise would.
And for example, if you picked a different group of countries, might you see something different, do you think?
I do think so. In fact, I think the fact that I observe a fairly modest advantage in Germany is because of the fact that most of the sending countries are middle income or higher. These are not very poor countries. Similar work has been done by other scholars looking at basically just school enrollment rates. And what you see there is that, for instance, especially for women, the female children of immigrants in many Western countries are enrolled in school where they wouldn't even be in school in lots of poor sending countries. So, you know, depending on how great the gap between sending and receiving is, that's going to influence how great the advantage is that I would observe.
One of the things you drew attention to earlier is the fact that a lot of the publicity around migration focuses on very negative areas about the inequality between those people who have migrated to a country and those who are living there already. This is a very different approach, isn't it? And maybe tells a more positive story about migration.
I think that's the hope, and that's the idea behind the paper, because it's very easy when you're living in a place, when you're living in Germany, when you're living in the UK, to look around and say, well, the children of immigrants are doing worse than British citizens or than German citizens. But if we take a more global perspective, we see that compared to the people who are living at home, it's a much more positive story. It's a story of advantage rather than disadvantage.
Intergenerational Returns to Migration, Comparing Educational Performance on Both Sides of the German Border, is an ISA working paper by Renee Luthra.